Good morning. This is WAMC Regional News. I'm David Gustina. On the line with us, Mike Spain, Associate Editor of the Times Union. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, David.
Well, I see this headline, competing for health funds, in the paper today. What's this about?
Well, our reporter, Rick Carlin, has a story about a new way to fund public health programs in New York State is getting a lot of criticism. It comes from a budget proposal by Governor Cuomo that would take 89 public health programs, you know, ranging from tobacco control to Alzheimer's clinics, and place them in six funding categories, or buckets, as the advocates are calling them. And then each program would have to compete for funding rather than just getting money through the existing system that gives out grants. You know, it's part of a broader overhaul of New York trying to change the way it's publicly funding healthcare initiatives through Medicaid and servicing the poor. And the administration says it'll be a more rational approach, but it's getting some criticism. Some fear that it would have health programs competing with each other. Blair Horner, who is the vice president for advocacy for the American Cancer Society in New York State and in New Jersey, calls it a form of budgetary Darwinism. And, you know, you can't compare osteoporosis and Alzheimer's and tobacco programs and then decide which one is more important. They're all important, and there needs to be continuity of funding. These agencies can't spend their time out there doing grants. So it looks like this may be the next big fight the governor's going to have in the next few weeks as he's trying to get his budget passed by April 1st.
Sticking with health care, of course, businesses also worried about health care costs.
Yeah, a survey that's been done for the last 27 years in the capital region by the School of Business at the University of Albany and the Marvin Company shows that businesses are worried about Obamacare, of all things. Last year, when they were surveyed, the businesses were worried about the national economy. So I guess it's a good sign. The economy must be better. And now they're just wondering what the impact of Obamacare is. You know, there's still a lot of debate about how it will affect local businesses. If a company has fewer than 50 workers, they're not mandated to buy health insurance for their employees. But a lot of mid-sized companies are fearful that it's going to hit them in the pocketbook, so they're expressing a lot of concern. One positive note of this survey this year is that 33% of the companies said that high-tech development in the capital region, especially in Saratoga County, is having a positive and measurable impact on their business. So that's good news, and that's a positive note out of the survey this year.
We'll leave it right there. For more on these stories, you can head to timesunion.com or just pick up a copy of the paper. Mike Spain, Associate Editor of the Times Union. Mike, thanks so much.
Thank you, David.